morning of Hurricane Elvis, I was putting things out on my front porch for the Salvation Army to pick up.
I just remember lying in bed around 6:30 that morning. You know, I had woken up and I noticed it was starting to blow pretty hard outside. And I sort of sat up in bed and looked out the window and thought, wow, it's really blowing out there.
And then all of a sudden I couldn't get my door open because of the winds. I finally pushed the door open and could not see anything except for a tree come down on my neighbor's house across the street.
Well, when it happened, it was early in the morning, and I had a big window right next to my bed, and I woke to the window just imploding into my house.
I didn't really think too much about it because I wasn't watching the weather until I heard a large boom, and then everything in my house shut off.
Rain and parts of trees and glass and everything kind of falling on me. And I just sort of covered my head and hoped for the best.
And then every piece of electronics I had started smoking, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Well, I could hear the wind outside and the sirens, and I got a call very shortly thereafter from my boss saying that the building was gone.
But it was clear. I mean, it was just clear from sitting there that some disaster had happened. All of the stoplights were swinging and broken, and you could see lines down.
And after everything stopped, we surveyed the neighborhood. We had three trees down.
All the roofing material was blown off of one side of the building. And all we had a lot of pine trees back behind, which is where we did a lot of outdoor activities with the kids. And all those trees were snapped, and it just smelled of pine. It was like walking through a Christmas tree farm.
Turns out that a large power surge had come through my house, because when all the lines went down, I took the heat of it all the way into my little bungalow in Midtown, and it blew out everything. Every piece of electronics, stereo, TV, oven.
And so I just started driving, looking for a place that still had electricity. And I drove, and I drove, and I drove.
Oh, God. Just a huge, huge mess. The neighbor's house, the whole second floor was completely obliterated. And the kid who lived upstairs, he told me that, you know, he had heard the ceiling cracking. And then once a big hole had opened up, he ran out. And just after he had gotten out of the room is when the big tree just came through and just took out his room. You know, of course, the sad part of the story was his dog, you know, slept in the room with him and didn't make it out.
Being a woodworker and everything, I was looking at that tree thinking, you know, I don't want this tree just getting chucked in a landfill somewhere. So I had it milled into hardwood flooring, which we used in the rebuilt garage.
By the next morning, you couldn't purchase anything like a lantern or a flashlight or batteries to go in them anywhere in the whole city.
And everybody lived at my house for 2 weeks. And we had cooking duties. I gave everybody assignments. Everybody had to pick up either batteries or ice or meat or vegetables every day. And every night we would all grill out in my front yard.
You know, no sooner does everyone lose electricity than the temperatures just rise and rise and rise. And it's incredibly hot.
9 days. 9 days without power.
Weeks. We were without power for weeks.
Comfortably, you know, with power and everything, it was probably about 3 weeks.
There was a point when you're starting to wonder, is there ever going to be power again? You know, was this the big one? Is Memphis done?
And then finally the power came back on. And for some reason, I still had people sleeping in my house for a few more days since they had no power. And then we proceeded to help our neighbors get their homes fixed.
I actually had a neighbor back then whose house also was crushed by a tree, by an elm tree, and I sawed out some planks from her elm tree, which is really good for the seats of Windsor chairs, and I made her a Windsor chair using elm from her tree that had destroyed her house, and along with all the other wood in the chair is Hurricane Elvis wood as well.
You know, it's just a somewhat more primitive moment, as all of the technology we've grown accustomed to is suddenly gone. What do you do? We would sit on the porch and the neighbors would come over and we would share ice and we would have, you know, we would drink beer, we would do whatever to stay cool and to entertain ourselves.
It was kind of a scary situation, and I would say for a period of years after that, I found it hard to sleep at night anytime there was any sort of wind blowing outside. I, you know, it made me really start thinking about, you know, just what it means to live in a forested area. And, you know, of course, our hardwood canopy is what makes Memphis the beautiful city that it is.
It was just chaos. It really was. And it was so strange that this horrible thing had happened in the city and the rest of the nation didn't know anything about it. It was just like this personal little misery that Memphis had.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, and an aching in my heart, and my pockets full of sand.